Nice to have you with us. And today we get ready, well, because I think yesterday there were actually some categories up on the mountain getting ready for Bathurst to finish a big year in supercars. Jack Perkins is getting ready to be a part of the action on the screen and on the track this weekend. He joins us on the line this morning. Jack, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's, best week in Australian motorsport, Bathurst week this week, which is exciting for all of us.
It's going to be great. Love it. Finishes the supercar season. We know that SVG's taken the title, but there's always the title of being a Bathurst winner, which I imagine still, from a driver's perspective, still has enormous cachet that goes with it.
Yeah, look, to be honest, for me personally, Bathurst means more than the championship. I mean, it is a great thing, the Australian Touring Car Championship, and that's already been wrapped up, but now the focus is Bathurst. And for me as a co-driver, I don't even do the championship, so Bathurst is the ultimate. I mean, it's the biggest motor racing event in Australia, and, you know, it's got worldwide recognition as well. So, you know, everyone's full focus this weekend is trying to win Bathurst, and there's only a few drivers in the field that have won. There's going to be a, you know, pretty high chance of a first-time winner, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, and a lot of those winners are previous winners are driving together too, so the chances of a first-time are even greater.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's only two combinations that have carried over from last year, which were winners in the Red Bull team, and then Davey Reynolds and Luke Gilden are driving together again. They've won before, but other than that, there's no previous combinations won before. There's other winners spread through the field, but there's certainly plenty of young guys. And, you know, the young guy that I'm driving with, Will Brown, it's only his third crack at Bathurst, and he's on fire at the moment, so I know he'd be pretty keen to get his name on the Peter Brock Trophy, as would I.
Yeah, we chatted to Will the other week. He was a very impressive young man, look, going places in a hurry, as you say. Just on the weekend that's going to be, I mean, this is the end of the season. It's been a dramatic season for the supercar drivers. Is it a let your hair down sort of thing at the end of it, or is it no time for that on the back of this?
Oh, it's quite challenging. I mean, you know, with the COVID stuff, obviously that's why the race has been delayed from October to the first weekend of December. So it's meant that a lot of the Queensland-based teams have been on the road now for over 6 or 7 weeks to ensure the championship could go ahead. But, yeah, I'm sure once it's all said and done, there'll be sort of certainly celebrations around the place. They typically have an end-of-year awards dinner, which will get combined into the presentations on Sunday night. So I'm sure when it's all said and done, a few of the teams will sit down for a quiet beer. But before that, we've got plenty of work to do. And the on-track action for supercars starts tomorrow. There are support categories on today, and as you touched on yesterday, but for us, it all kicks off tomorrow with practice. And then the big day on Friday is qualifying. And Saturday, the top 10 shootout, and Sunday's race day.
Now, Jack, it's obvious, and we've spoken to you many times before about the significance of the place for your family. Is this your best chance at winning it, do you think?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, it's an interesting one, you know, pairing with Erebus and Will Brown. I mean, it actually reminds me, 2013, I was paired with a young Scott McLaughlin, who was a rookie at the time, and no one knew who he was. But by the time we got to Bathurst, everyone really knew who he was, and we were contenders. And it's a very similar feeling this year. I mean, at the start of the year, there was pretty low expectations on the Erebus rookie drivers, and you know, they've been able to deliver throughout the course of the year. And Will picked up his first win only a couple of weeks ago. So I think the team's in good shape. They won Bathurst in 2017 with Davey Reynolds, and they're showing that they're in form at the moment. So yeah, I think for me personally, it is a fantastic opportunity. Definitely the best I've had in recent years, and you know, I can't wait to get on track and just do my role. And as a co-driver, that's to keep the car nice and straight and hand it back to Will, and hopefully watch him do something brilliant towards the end of the race on Sunday.
And how are you finding the juggle? Because you're doing such a great job in the media promoting the sport, but now you've got this crazy weekend where you're kind of doing both. Is it going to get to a point soon where you're going to have to choose whether you're going to be the TV star or the motor racing star?
It's an interesting question, actually. And to be honest, my full focus this weekend is definitely with Erebus Motorsport and co-driving. But, you know, there's times when I'm not required to be racing the car or driving the car that, you know, I want to be able to offer some insights to the Channel 7 broadcast. And it's funny because, you know, we kind of work with Network 7 throughout the season, and then there's only one race that the co-drivers are involved in. So it's sort of, you know, more opportunity to be involved throughout the season, in the regular season, in the TV side of things. But then obviously Bathurst for me is so much more important to me, and success there is what I've dreamt to do as a kid. But it's funny, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't happen in any other sports. You don't see AFL players kind of doing the commentary through the year and then just turn up for the final. So it is a weird thing, but, you know, you've got to remember the focus for me is the driving, and if something comes up in TV land that's going to prevent me from driving, then I'll unfortunately need to focus on the driving. But like I said, I'm pretty confident I'll be able to manage the two this weekend quite comfortably.
Jack, I know we do need to let you get going, but I wanted to ask you quickly about the exhibition that's in place for your dad, Larry Perkins, a legend of Bathurst as well. Some cars on show there, memorabilia. That must be a really cool thing for you to experience as well.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, I grew up idolising my father, and he won 6 Bathurst 1000s, which is just an extraordinary achievement. And this year, the National Motor Racing Museum at Bathurst are having a Larry Perkins exhibition there. So there's a heap of his old race cars and memorabilia that we've been, a lot of the stuff we still own as a family, and we've put it on display at the museum. It's going to be there until next year. So his 84 Bathurst winning car with Peter Brock's in there, which is known as the Big Banger, and yep, his 95, 97 Bathurst winning cars, the Castrol Commas, are in there, and a couple other cool things, one of his Volkswagen rally cars, and like I said, all the Bathurst trophies and helmets and memorabilia. So really cool. Unfortunately, Dave can't be here this year. He was going to be here if the event was in October, but this time of year we've got our harvest period on the farm, and normally it's me up there working, and he had to draw the short straw. So for the first time in 8 years, I'm missing harvest and Dad's out there working.
He's a trooper, is the old man, and a legend of the mountain, as Sherelle said. Good luck to you and Will this week. Looking forward to a massive weekend of motor racing at Bathurst to finish off. It's been a great year. Jack, appreciate your time.
Yeah, good on you guys. Cheers. Thank you very much.